You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
I don't know who's going to be waking who up this morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this morning's Breakfast Show. Yes, it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. The time right now, just after 7 o'clock. I'm going to be here entertaining you right through till 10 this morning, so I hope you can stick around for a while. April the 4th, believe it or not. Yes, it is Tuesday. It's April the 4th. Looking at a birthday today. Now, there's a bit of a clue in the name. Linus Yale was born on this day. The year was 1821, an American mechanical engineer and a manufacturer. Now, of course, best known for his inventions of locks, especially the cylinder lock. His locks are still widely distributed, of course, today, and constitute a majority of personal locks and safes as well.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Returned, drawn by the promise of the joker and the fool, by the light of
The name of the band is A World Party. Sounds like they're having one as well. The song is Ship of Fools, also known as Save Me from Tomorrow. And that was released, by the way, second single off of the 1987 debut album, which was called Private Revolution. Written and produced by singer and multi-instrumentalist Carl Wallinger, and formerly of the Waterboys, by the way. And Wallinger was the sole member of World Party at the time of the release. So there we go. Starting us off this morning, keeping us going, let's have a little bit of chanting, shall we? This is chant number one from Spandau Ballet. What it's also known as, it's called Chant Number One, and I Don't Need This Pressure On. Spandau Ballet, 1981. First single off their upcoming second album, which was Diamond. The 7-inch single became their third top 10 hit in the UK, peaking at number 3 on the UK singles chart. Here's a bit of Uncle Cracker. You are a cracker. Follow me.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why. You can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night, and if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
There we go, Uncle Cracker, and follow me. Time on the Breakfast Show, and we're just about 45 seconds away from the official shower song time. Gonna say that slowly, otherwise we'll get tongue-tied. Then, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this then. Not worth hanging around, is it? What do we got for you? A bit of Ricky Ashley in the shower this morning. Together Forever.
Don't stop before they
we go, and that's Rick Astley, of course, and that is Together Forever. Out you get, come on. That's it, on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. By the way, if you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is Tuesday, the 4th of April, time-wise exactly 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. I say, Mr. Rick Astley there, and by the way, that was a success for him, but it was his second and final US chart topper in the United States on the Billboard Hot 100. And also, by the way, he also topped the charts in Canada as well, Ireland and Spain, peaked to number 5 in Germany and Italy, and within the top 10 in Australia and Iceland. You know you've got it when you've got Iceland on the list. He uses pretty much a similar chord structure and melody to his debut single, which was Never Gonna Give You Up. And like most songs that were written and produced by Stock, Aitken and Waterman at the time, he has occasionally been used as an alternate Rickrolling song, that one. So there we are. How many more can there be? Ollie and Jay, yes, Olivia Newton-John, and this is Xanadu.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Peace. same boy I used to be.
There we go, Valerie from Mr. Steve Winwood. Now, what have we got lined up for you this morning? Not a lot. It's you, me, and the music again this morning. We have Yasmin, of course, and Ingrid taking part as well. It's Easter weekend. Well, Easter week, isn't it? Easter week, not just the weekend. It's Easter week, so it's fairly quiet this week, which, well, in some respects, is quite nice. But we do love having people here in the studio with us. Take us down to the bottom of the hour, Union City Blue. Take a look at some international news headlines for this morning. Some of the business news as well.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlock PTY at HRBlockPTY. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Ballet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Ballet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Ballet Motors.
Absolutely great to be with you this morning. 28 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Taking a look now at some of the international news and business news for this Tuesday morning. Donald Trump, the ex-president and the front-runner to be Republican nominee in 2024, will appear in court on Tuesday and is set to be formally charged, fingerprinted and have a mugshot taken in a watershed moment ahead of next year's presidential election. Trump was indicted last week, becoming the first sitting or former president to face criminal charges over a case involving a 2016 hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. He has said that he's innocent and is due to plead not guilty. China is for the first time keeping at least one nuclear-armed ballistic missile submarine constantly at sea, according to a Pentagon report, adding pressure on the United States and its allies as they try to counter Beijing's growing military. The assessment of China's military said that China's fleet of six Jin-class ballistic missile submarines were operating near continuously and doing continuous patrols from Hawaiian Islands into the South China Sea. Equipped with a new longer-range ballistic missile, they can hit the continental United States, say analyses. China warned the U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday not to repeat disastrous past mistakes by meeting Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen, saying that it would not help regional peace and stability, only unite the Chinese people against the common enemy. And the Republican McCarthy, the third most senior U.S. leader after the President and Vice President, will host a meeting in California on Wednesday with Tsai, during a sensitive stopover in the United States that has prompted Chinese threats of retaliation. And Finland will become a member of NATO today, Tuesday, completing a historic security policy shift, which Alliance Chief Jens Stoltenberg said was triggered directly by Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. President Putin had as a declared goal of the invasion of Ukraine to get less NATO. He told reporters at NATO's Brussels headquarters, speaking hours before Finland was officially to become a member. A passenger train in the Netherlands rammed into a maintenance crane on the railway tracks early on Tuesday, killing the equipment operator and injuring dozens of passengers as the train derailed, officials told local media. The maintenance work was planned and standard, but we have no idea how the crane got on the track, which was still open for traffic. John Vopen, the CEO of railway infrastructure firm ProRail, said in a news briefing. A fugitive and former top aide of former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan was killed in Tennessee after a confrontation with the FBI, the Washington Post reported, citing the former aide's lawyer. Roy McGrath, 53, who in 2020 was appointed chief of staff to the Republican former governor, was wanted for failing to appear in court last month on fraud charges. McGrath had pleaded not guilty to charges of wire fraud and falsification of records in October of 2021 and was released on bond, but he did not appear in court for his trial. Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit Holdings filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Tuesday after the satellite launch company failed to secure the long-term funding needed to help it recover from a January rocket failure. The Long Beach, California-based company lodged the filing in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, seeking a sale of its assets after announcing the layoff of roughly 85% of its 750 employees last week. Credit Suisse's chairman told a room full of shareholders that he was truly sorry for the Swiss bank, that the Swiss bank was not able to get back on track at its final annual general meeting on Tuesday, according to a manuscript of his speech. I apologize that we were no longer able to stem the loss of trust that had accumulated over the years and for disappointing you, Axel Lehmann has said. And Lehman, who has been chairman for a year, said that up until the week in which the forced merger with rival UBS was announced, he had believed in a successful turnaround for the bank, but the rapid downward spiral of events meant the bank could not be saved. United States manufacturing activity slumped in March to the lowest level in nearly 3 years as new orders plunged, and analysts said that activity could decline further due to tighter credit conditions. The Institute for Supply Management survey on Monday showed all subcomponents of its manufacturing PMI below the 50 threshold for the first time since 2009. Now, some economists said that this suggested a recession was around the corner, while others said much would depend on the services sector, whose PMI remains consistent with a growing economy. Oil prices rose on Tuesday. This was after OPEC Plus plans to cut more production jolted markets the previous day, with investors' attention shifting to demand trends and the impact of higher prices on the global economy. Brent crude futures were up 43 cents or 0.5% to $85.36 a barrel. That was at 9:25 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were trading at $80.89 a barrel. That's up 47 cents or 0.6%. The U.S. stock index futures edged higher on Tuesday on gains in technology and growing stocks, while investors awaited key economic data that could decide the Federal Reserve's monetary tightening path. Tesla Inc. rose 1% on pre-market trading as sales of its China-made electric vehicles rose in March. Its shares were set to bounce back from 6% declines on Monday following data on March quarter deliveries. Strong gains in energy firms helped the S&P 500 close higher on Monday, with the energy sub-index clocking its strongest one-day gain in 6 months. Energy majors Chevron Corp, ExxonMobil Corp and Occidental Petroleum Corp inched higher before the bell on Tuesday, rising between 0.2% and 0.9%. Bets by traders on a 25 basis points rate hike in May stood at 58.4%, with odds of a pause at 41.6%, according to CME Group's FedWatch tool. And the pound rose to a new 10-month high against the dollar on Tuesday, and the euro reached its highest in 2 months, as the greenback continued to be hurt by market bets that the end of the US rate hiking cycle is near. Sterling reached $1.2475, its highest since June of 2022, and was last just below the level, up 0.4%. The euro reached $1.0938, its most since early February, and was last up 0.17%, and that was at $1.0921. There we go. That's it. There's our look for this morning. There's some of the things in the international news and in the world of business.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy.
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy,
when I was just a boy,
singer in Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She get down.
She rocked me like a rock,
oh baby, she loved me. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name.
Simon and Loves Me Like a Rock. Second single, and that was off of his third studio album, There Goes Rhythm. Simon, There Goes Rhythm in Sinon, and say 1973. Released on Columbia Records, it features the background vocals from the Dixie Hummingbirds, Southern Black Gospel Group. Although the lyrics are not typically associated with gospel music, the Dixie Hummingbirds were eager to record the song with Paul Simon, and they recorded their own version soon after. And that was for their 1973 album called We Love You Like a Rock, Every Day and Every Hour. There we go. Get in on it. Right, let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou, and also to Renee and Rick. I'm going to start off with Renee and Rick. Nice picture. I wonder what they were at first. But they're nice pictures of roasted carrots. Renee says, good morning. Made some delicious roasted carrots with lemon and feta last night. This was to go with the Greek avgo limono. Wonder if they do that in stereo. Avgo limono. Apparently that's a soup that Renee made. Is there a recipe or you just made it? Sounds avgo limono. Mono. Now, she said, we prefer raw carrots, but these were so good, I'll definitely make them again. They would make a perfect side dish for Easter dinner. So they are, and you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Comes from Supertramp. Oh, yeah. Give a little bit.
Give a little bit. Give a little bit of your love. I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show you care. I'll give a little bit. Bye.
And there we go. Supertramp and Give a Little Bit. And Renee came back here and she said, Avgo means egg in Greek. And Lemono, well, I'm sure you can work that, figure out. You're right. You know who you're talking to here, don't you? I assume it's got something to do with lemons. It's a Greek version of chicken noodle soup, but with rice instead of noodles. That's what we do here, you know. We do that, put rice in our soup. So thank you very much. That's from Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece this morning. Very good morning to Mary Lou. It's always nice to have you on, bright and early in the morning. And Mary Lou says, good day, everybody. It's a beautiful day. Could you please play Same Old Lang Syne from Dan Fogelberg? Probably our first Christmas record for this year, isn't it? So anyway, the song, Dan Fogelberg and Same Old Lang Syne. And big thanks to Mary Lou for that one. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, 6 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I was just looking at a piece of news which has not long come in on the BBC. It's to do with TikTok, apparently. It says TikTok has been fined 12.7 million UK pounds by the UK's data watchdog for failing to protect the privacy of children. It says here an investigation by the Information Commissioner's Office found the video sharing site used the data of children aged under 13 without parental consent. It estimated that TikTok allowed up to 1.4 million UK children of this age to use the platform in 2020. TikTok said that it had invested heavily to stop under-13s accessing the site. A 40,000-strong safety team works around the clock to help keep the platform safe for our community, a spokesperson has said. While we disagree with the ICO's decision, which relates to May of 2018, July to July 2020, we're pleased that the fine announced today has been reduced to under half the amount proposed last year. We will, of course, continue to review the decision and are considering our next steps. I mean, there must be a way of sort of, you know, giving computers that won't, can't be accessed to certain things unless, you know, you've got to give a fingerprint and it looks at your picture or something and tell when you're young, when you're a kiddie. Anyway, now it's time for a bit of a catch-up. We had a message from Ashley yesterday, asked for a piece of music which I couldn't find. And just to let you know, I will not open any links on that WhatsApp address. That address comes straight into the console. And I'm sure you can appreciate, you just don't know what's on some of these links. So I didn't have that particular piece of music in my thing, so I went off and found it. Ashley asked if we could play this one. It's Sheryl Crow and her version of My Sweet Lord.
Take long, my Lord.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars. For your car.
Valley Motors.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. 81 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Second one, that's Blue Mink and Melting Pot. And before that, that was called Chinatown by the Bleachers. And it was featuring on there Mr. Bruce Springsteen. Right.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's here. Whoo, it's getting there closer and closer day by day, day by day, day by day. Oh, sweet Lord, three things I pray. Yes, I pray I'm going to have another beautiful day, and I think I'm going to get that quite easily so. Today is Tuesday. Goodness sakes, yeah, we're just starting the week. I've got to pack up on Friday and head out Saturday. Keith and I are going to head over to see my folks. We're going to watch them celebrate 70 years of marriage. Wow, kind of hard to believe that anyone could, let alone be, you know, still alive at that age and still be married. I don't know. You know, too many people anymore find it easier to get a divorce and get out of here. Hey, I don't want to be with you no more. Oh, let's break up. That's 5 years gone. Boo, bye. Well, that didn't happen. So I have, you know, longevity in that regards in my mind. So whenever I think of marriage, I think of it's a lifetime commitment. If you're going to do it forever and stay with the one that you love and love the one you're with. That's the other thing. You know, that's a very famous song. Love the one you're with. Woo-hoo. Well, the irrigation just kicked on, so I know it's got to be a certain hour because that kicks on every morning. My poor eggplants were starting to get a little burnt. Either they're getting too much sun or they're getting too much water. So I've covered them today to let them see if that maybe that'll help them with the sun. And they're only getting an hour of trickle-down water. So it's not a whole lot of water, but if it's too much, then I can reduce that as well. I've just never grown eggplant from a seed before, so this is all kind of new. The tomatoes are growing. You know, they're going to be, I've got those tied up, so they're going to string up the house. And I'm still getting peppers out of my volunteer pepper in the backyard. I just picked 3 off last night. And the mangoes, I'm seeing more and more on the ground, and some of them are edible and some of them not. But, man, is that avocado tree filling up. Ooh, I can't wait. The cook has promised to make me avocado ice cream. Can't wait. Going to have some avocado ice cream, going to have some papaya ice cream, and possibly some mango ice cream. All right. You guys be safe, and hopefully we talk to you tomorrow. If I'm feeling better, I'm feeling fine. And back to you in the studio.
There's a rose in a fist in blood, and a cuckoo fly with a dove, and if you can't it's all right. Go ahead and slips away because your baby sweetheart sugar's so far away.
Well, there's a rose in a fisted blood, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey,
thank you.
wanted. I love the one you're with. That is from Luther Vandross, of course. If you keep an eye on the time, we're 27 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. If you just joined us, very good morning to you. It is Tuesday, it is the 4th of April. And if you missed the news at 8, don't forget we're going to have it for you in around about 32 minutes at time. A little note in here from Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. We agree with Ingrid. Marriage is a lifetime commitment. We're coming up to our 25th wedding anniversary next month. And happy 70th anniversary to Ingrid's parents. So they are 70 years. That's really quite something. I mean, just being 70 is quite something, isn't it? Let alone anything else. Michael Jackson. Man in the Mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? Astronauts disregard a broken bottle top and a one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got.
Change his way, and no man's gonna
Going back in time, 1970s with Bob Morrison there, and I looked in the mirror. It's always a mistake. A mistake I make most mornings. And that was Michael Jackson, the one before that. I mentioned Man in the Mirror. Time-wise, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 24 minutes, and we're not. 29 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. You wouldn't believe the clock was right in my face, would you? And that's before the hour of 9 o'clock, and as I say, if you miss News 8, got it before you get it at 9. Now, listen, I was just reading an article here, which is quite interesting, because it says, this is how it goes, it says, the year was 1973. Joel Engel, an American engineer who had worked on NASA's Apollo program, was leading an effort to create the world's first handheld mobile phone. Research at Bell Labs, where Engel worked, had several decades earlier contributed to the development of a chunky car phone that allowed calls to be made on the move. Well, his team were now trying to take the technology a step further, a device that could be carried around everywhere. Well, on the 3rd of April, however, the landline in Engel's laboratory rang, and he picked it up. "Hi, Joel," said a voice at the other end of the line. It was Marty Cooper, the leader of a rival research group at a radio and electronics company called Motorola. "I'm calling you from a cell phone." "But a real cell phone," Cooper said, "a personal handheld portable phone." The race was won, and in some style as well, standing in front of reporters and photographers, Cooper had made the call from in front of the Hilton Midtown Hotel on New York's 6th Avenue, around 30 miles from Bell's Labs in New Jersey, where Engel stood silently on the other end. "Soon it will be possible to hold conversations with another person and even multiple persons at once, from anywhere, at any time. The ability to beam short text messages and later pictures of, and eventually these things, these emojis, would then follow. But while mobile phones transform the way our species communicates with one another, it barely scratches the surface of what they have enabled." We'll be back. Take a look at a little bit more of that one in a few minutes. This is Kenny Burke. Rising to the Top. There we go. Isn't that nice? Enjoyed that. Kenny Burke, Rising to the Top. Right, let's get back to some more information on the start of and the development of cell phones. Of course, the first iterations were expensive and, of course, very cumbersome. Leslie Haddon, a lecturer in media and technology at the London School of Economics, was an early adopter, paying £300. That's roughly around about $500 at the time. That was in the late 1980s for a Motorola. I could get my fingers around it, said Haydn. It wasn't a brick at that stage, but it was half a brick. It was substantial. You wouldn't put it in your pocket very easily. At that stage, the function of mobile phones was to stand in for the landlines, said Christopher Windmill, a senior lecturer in computer science at the University of Derby. We'd just cut the cord. said that windmill. We'd got access to voice communication and very little else on those very early devices in the 1970s and 1980s. Those humble beginnings were soon forgotten. The Nokia N95, released in 2006, had an FM radio, a colour screen, stereo speakers, and a video camera. It also had very slow internet access. For a few months, it was the best phone on the market. Unfortunately, for Nokia, the following June saw Apple's demonstration of something called the iPhone. Here in the 2020s, iPhones are ubiquitous worldwide. And N95, what's that? All we know it for now is being a face mask, really, isn't it? Calling all the people. And that is... I just had it in front of me. Non-blonde thingy. Anyway, listen, let's get back. We mentioned sort of the N95 really isn't what we know now, is the horrible face mask that we've had to deal with. But the N95, like the iPhone, that sort of exemplified the key quality that differentiates modern mobile devices from their predecessors. They're not simply phones, but instead combine a wide variety of technology. Computer chips and transistors, says Wimmer, have become smaller and faster, allowing the functionality of the devices that contain them to expand. Well, we get more processing power on them and more ability to put sensors into them, he says. Well, hence the early smartphones' inclusion of an internet browser, cameras, location services, torches, Bluetooth and accelerometers, circuitry that can tell what angle a phone is held at, allowing the device to automatically switch your display from portrait mode to landscape. This technology, or this technological bonding has been intensified, of course, ever since. Now, today's smartphones are banking hubs, personal assistants, pocket-sized cinema screens and music players. They incorporate gyroscopes, barometers, thermometers, magnetometers, infrared sensors and fingerprint sensors, not to mention all those health thingies that they do as well. So this always gives me, you know, I give people this question because we call it a phone, don't we? I personally make... I very rarely ever make a phone call on my phone. I'm either texting or whatever. But very rarely making phone calls. So here's a little question for you. What name would you give the device other than a phone? All right, it does all these things, so we still insist on calling it a phone. What name would you give the device other than phone? Due to its ability, basically, to do anything. And Roll Heaven from the Righteous Brothers. We're starting to get a few ideas in for what we could call the, well, we still call them phones, but they do everything, don't they? Just about do everything. We've got one from Renee. She says, handheld computer. Yeah, well, I mean, that's absolutely what it is. I think it's something a little bit sort of more sort of catchy. I mean, one thing is that, you know, when I was in the Air Force, I'm going back to the days of telex and tapes and all sorts of things. We, you know, where we worked, if it was a big center where we handled all the sort of telex and everything like that, we call it ComSen. So, could you, hey, pass me a ComSen. Let me use that. So, computer center, ComSen, or communication center, ComSen. That's my little idea. I love this one. This comes from Rowena. Good morning to Rowena and Phil. I hope you're all doing very well up there. And, keeping warm. The weather must be changing up there in Denver. Anyway, I love this. Rowena says, a pocket genie. I mean, that's something. Pass me a genie. I mean, that would be good. Pocket genie. That gives other connotations as well. So, but that was lovely. Hey, pass me a genie. Why not? It does everything, doesn't it? You know, you can wish for it and you can go shopping on it as well, can't you? So, yeah, anyway, have you got an idea of a name for what we call now our phones? Yeah, let me know. You can always WhatsApp us. The number is 677-188-22. 677-188-22. In the meantime, be careful where you put your pocket genie. That's all I can say. I love that. Car Emerald. A night like this. There we go, a lovely retro sound coming from Carl the Emerald, and that was called A Night Like This. Rowena and Phil up there in Denver, Colorado, they've had a little bit of snow today, so it won't last long, it's just a dusting. Doesn't matter, makes me shiver. Makes me want to turn the air conditioning down. thanks for that. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to the top of the hour. Still to come, we're going to check in with Ingrid this morning and see what she's got planned for the rest of the day, how her Monday went, and perhaps we'll even find a couple of people that have been born on this day in music. And I'm not going to give any hints or clues to Yasmin, but Gary Moore was born on this day. Just thought I'd get that in. Right, it is time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HR Block PTY.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Come on!
just staring at a photograph of someone, and she began to cry. For a boy left behind in the war, some boy left behind.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Hey, Sandy girl,
her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie? But tell her fortune's better than they do. For me, this boardwalk life's through. You ought to quit this scene too. Oh, Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. Those beer lights are kind of alive forever. Oh, love me tonight, and I promise I'll love you forever.
Two in a row. This last one is Air Supply and Sandy. It's lightning at the beach, isn't it? One before that, Christa Berg and Last Night. Keep an eye on the time. We're just a few seconds after 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning fifth show. And it's time for us to say what, Yasmin?
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
There we go. Happy Tuesday. Yes. The day wouldn't be complete without Yasmin's happy days. Happy days are here again. So how was yesterday?
Oh, good. Uh-huh. Working.
Working?
Yeah, I did some exercise.
Oh, I did too.
Mm-hmm.
I walked to the bank.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I walked back.
Mm-hmm. And how was the day? Was it
very
sunny?
Hot.
Or?
No, it was hot. It was hot.
Oh.
It was hot, yes. But it's better than using the car. See,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
I did my little bit for saving the world yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good.
So, and I'm going to do it again today as well.
Oh, nice.
Yes, walk to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I wonder to the bank. It's always trials and tribulations when you go to the bank. I went to pay something in yesterday and they told me the account was closed.
Oh, gosh.
So, there we go. there's always something. You know, so going to the bank is starting to be like going to the dentist, really.
So the reality is that you just did exercise, that's all.
I just did exercise. You came back with exactly what I went with. So today, hopefully, it's going to be a little bit different.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking some cash from me today. I'm sure that I shouldn't tell everybody that. They'll mug me, won't they?
Yes,
it's not much. Trust me, it's not much.
Just a few pennies.
Yeah, just a few pennies. So hopefully they'll accept it. Do mm-hmm. they accept cash at the banks? I'm not sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These days you just don't know, do you?
Sometimes you have to wait a long time.
I'm hoping
people, people go there with a lot of
sense. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, and they have to count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they finally got it wrong and have to start again. But, yeah, I go to the Hubilata. Actually, funnily enough, I sometimes don't, because if you work it out, mm-hmm. all right, if you're able to join the Hubilata queue, work it out first,
mm-hmm.
because they have one person who serves the Hubilata till,
mm-hmm.
and they have three that serve ordinary people,
mm-hmm.
not ordinary people is not the right word, young people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if you work it out, if you have got one elderly person who doesn't write very well for a start, they can take longer than five or six ordinary people. So I normally do that. I say, how many people are there in the old people's queue? Oh, two. Okay. How many people in the other queue? Five. I'm in with the five.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, that's right.
But yeah, it's always a nice experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's going to be the excitement of my day once the program is over. Yes. What about today?
For board, you say?
Yeah. What are you doing today?
Ah, the same. Just exercise and work. I'm gonna try to go to the park.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not that sunny today,
we'll see. Which park do you go? Oh, you go to Park Yamani.
No, usually. Well, it depends. Mm. Today maybe we'll be at the Costa del Este one.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's quite nice out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. We went to Parque Omar on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long does it take you to get there?
By car?
Mm.
Just like 20 minutes, maybe.
No, it's not bad. So.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. But Costa del Este is closer, so...
Yeah.
It will be like 10 minutes or mm-hmm. 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you say go to the park, is there a park at Costa del Este, or you mean along by the waterside there? Yeah,
yeah, it depends. Sometimes Ian likes to go there, to that is like a sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
a big sidewalk.
Yeah.
Because there are some machines to do exercise.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he loves that.
Yeah.
And in the park, there are no machines, but it's nice to walk around there and...
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a lot of people playing different games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, it's very nice there. And there's a beautiful lake.
Oh, really?
With ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't believe that.
Nice birds and everything. Yeah. It's a beautiful park. You should go there.
Once. I should do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With Christina, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can go and watch everybody exercising.
Mm-hmm. Or do a picnic. There's a lot of parties there. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge park.
And in Costa del Este.
Uh huh.
Whereabouts?
It's next to Banco General, one of the places there, because in Costa del Este there are two, I guess, Banco General.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But that one, it's next to the office of Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm still very wise.
You can search that, the office of Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm. So basically what I could do, I could go to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could go to the park.
Exactly, that's a good
idea. There we go, you see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can drive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your day today.
Mm-hmm.
What have we got in the way of people born on this day in music? Anybody interesting today?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about Muddy Waters.
Uh-huh.
He was born in 1913. American blues musician in the early 1950s.
Uh-huh.
Muddy Waters and his band recorded several blues classics.
Oh, yeah.
Hoochie Coochie Man, I'm Ready, and I Just Want to Make Love to You. The Rolling Stones named themselves after his 1950 song, Rolling Stone. His music influenced Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Clapton's career, Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love
uh-huh.
is lyrically based in the Muddy Waters hit You Need Love.
Okay, well, we're going to do what you say to the baby. Coochie, 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 coochie.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what's this all about. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world will know the Hoochie Coochie Man. But you know I'm here.
7 hours, on the 7 days, on the 7 months, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know, yeah.
And there we go, that's it. Muddy Waters and Gucci, 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 Gucci Man.
Mm-hmm, nice.
It is, good one, mm-hmm. Real good bluesy. Because, I mean, the Rolling Stones were very sort of bluesy band. That was their roots, really,
mm-hmm.
Rolling Stones. That's why, you know, their music is so different to the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know that was their roots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. they were very much. I mean, if you listen to some of the Stone stuff, it's really quite bluesy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So there we go. And so who else we got today?
Oh, you mentioned Gary.
Oh, did I mention Gary Moore?
Mm-hmm.
That's not like me. he was born on this day, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Are you going to read out? Oh, you didn't do a thingy.
No, because I thought you did it.
No, I don't do that.
You just mentioned the name.
Yeah, I just mentioned that. I don't do work.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, Gary.
Let me see. I can find something right here.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Very good.
Because he's in my list.
Oh, he's on your list.
But I thought you'd talk about that. Okay.
I talk about him all the time. I like you to talk about it.
He was born in 1952.
Uh-huh.
Irish guitarist and singer who was a member of Skid Row,
mm-hmm.
and Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
As a solo artist, he had the 1979 UK number 8 single Parisian Walkways. His 1990 album Still Got the Blues featured contributions from Albert King, Albert Collins and George Harrison.
There you go, you see. You're mm-hmm. better than I am. I quit. But, yeah, no, I mean, the thing is, I mean, because I always play, no, not always, but I often play the same track, which is Parisian Walkways, because
mm-hmm.
I think the intro to this is one of the best guitar intros ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's the air guitar. You ever played an air guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can play that really quite easily. Mm-hmm. Can't play a real one. And just listen to the beginning of this. Parisian Walkways. And this is the full version by Gary Moore.
The photographs summer day and stand outside cold, okay. Ooh, I could write you paragraphs about
that's it, the full version, Gary Moore's Parisian Waltways. Man could make that thing hum, couldn't he? But you like that one, yes?
Oh, yes, of course.
Because I play it a lot, don't I?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right, it's very nice.
His guitar work, fantastic.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Sadly, no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
He had a tough life, suffered a lot with alcoholism.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So today is just work for you,
mm-hmm.
and just work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it then. What are we going to do till tomorrow? We're going to work. I'm still sorting because I'm trying to do a bit of extra recording as well. Going away, sort of try and get another one of those done today. Mm-hmm. Try and get one done each day.
Okay.
All right, Ezra, well, look, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too. Enjoy your
work.
Oh, thank you.
Me too. See you tomorrow. What's tomorrow? It's Wednesday already.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, yeah. Then, we've got one more day, then it's the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long weekend.
Yes.
No drinks. All right, yes, take care. Bye. Back tomorrow.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
That's the sound of Rainbow and Long Live Rock and Roll. Big applause for that one. Here's the sound of Isaac Hayes, theme from Shaft.
Two times, don't need to question the reason. I'm yours, I'm yours. I'd move the earth to lose a fight just to see a smile, 'cause you got no flaws, no flaws. I'm not trying to be your part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours, all yours. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally. What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray, to be last good night and your first good day. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do, to be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta do, what a man gotta prove, to be totally locked up by you. You ain't tryna be wasting time on stupid people in cheap lines, I'm sure, I'm sure. So I give $1 million just for you to grab me by the collar like I'm Beatles, Beatles. I'm not trying to be a part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours, I'm yours. Ooh. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do, to be totally. What a man gotta pray, to be last good night and your first good day.
following on from Isaac Hayes there, and a theme from Shaft, that was the Jonas Brothers, and What a Man Gotta Do. And that's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. This man's gotta go and do something else. Been great being with you this morning here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. It is time for us to say our goodbyes. It's been a quiet morning this morning, so it's been rather pleasant. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in The Breakfast Show studio. Yasmin does all our social media work, all our bookings, advertising stuff, things like that. So, by the way, if you want to advertise us with us or sponsor us or whatever, please do. Give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162, or you can always WhatsApp us on, that number is 677-18822, 677-18822. So big thanks to Yasmin, big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the United Kingdom still, and to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, 70 years, celebrating 70 years there, her family's mum and dad's wedding anniversary. Isn't that incredible? Absolutely wonderful. So, yeah, clap, 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 clap. So big thanks to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning. And, of course, to the boys and girls, a group of Grada, keep us up and running. Good morning to you, Isaac, etc., etc. And also to you, as I mentioned, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. And I'll be back with you at the same time tomorrow. So please, as I always say, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow morning, please do it carefully, because what is important is that I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.